Welcome to the Senate Committee on Business, Professions, and Economic Development. We have one bill on our file today. I want to invite up the author, Senator Grove. This is SJR 12, introduced on August 14th. So a decision that happened a little later in our year. We welcome you to present your bill.
Thank you. And thank you, Mr. Chair. And I'd personally like to say thank you very much for pulling this committee together. I really do appreciate your staff working with my staff and making this happen. It is important because we represent, or my district is the first, we have the 1, 2, and 3 agricultural counties in the entire nation. We have Fresno, Tulare, and Kern obviously produce more agriculture than any other counties in the entire nation. So it is very important. So obviously, thank you very much for working with us. SJR 12 calls on Congress to ratify the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement known as the USMCA. This agreement builds on the tenets of the former trinational agreement known as NAFTA and its existing protections for American business and intellectual properties actually increase under this agreement. Since 1983, the year that NAFTA's ratification in agricultural exports has quadruples from $9 billion to $40 billion in exports from California. My Senate district, like I said, has the 1, 2, and 3 top counties in the nation for agricultural production. And overall, California exported more than $30.7 billion in products to our southern neighbor and $17.7 billion into our northern neighbor. These counties combined make up about 28% of California's total exports. With the adoption of the USMCA, California alone is expected to increase exports to Canada and Mexico by 5.9% and 6.7%, respectively. These increased exports will increase nearly $34 billion in exports for California and the creation of new jobs. More than a dozen other states have voted to pass similar resolutions calling on Congress to ratify the USMCA. This committee itself, back in July, voted on SR 48 by Senator Hueso, and it was similar in the fact to SJR 12 because it recognized Mexico as a key trading partner and encouraged the United States to seek mutually beneficial and prosperous agreement with our southern neighbor. SJR 12 goes farther because it includes our northern neighbor of Canada, and we think they're an equally important trading partner. Congress is poised to take up the USMCA at the end of September. Several of our states have already adopted this. Mexico's president, the president of the United States, and the prime minister of Canada have already agreed to this agreement. Mexico has adopted this agreement, and we need the other two participants to take place. And I would just like California to encourage our Congress to do so. That I'll take questions if you have any.
And we might pause for just a moment. I'm going to establish a quorum, and then we'll continue with the hearing. So if the secretary would call the
Glazer?
Here.
Glazer here. Chang?
Here.
Chang here. Archuleta? Dodd? Galgiani?
Here.
Galgiani here. Hill?
Here.
Hill here. Leyva? Pan? Wilk?
Present.
Wilk here.
Okay, so we have a quorum. Let me ask if there's any other witnesses in support first. Anybody else here want to share their thoughts? Any witnesses in opposition? So let's bring the matter back to the committee and see if there's any questions or comments from colleagues. There's not. Let me first thank you for the work that, Senator, you have done to bring this issue to us. I know your staff's worked on it. My staff hasn't had a lot of time, but the analysis was prepared on it. I know for me, it's a pretty complicated subject when you get into it. And obviously, it's something that's been worked on for a long time. I want to make sure that you have an opportunity to allow the Senate to hear this issue. I'd note that with the late introduction of the bill, August 14th, and the fact that it wasn't set for hearing in this committee until just a matter of hours ago, that we haven't really provided the opportunity that I know we would all like for others who have interest in this to share their thoughts. And so my thinking would be that, as a respect for you, that it would be a valuable thing to move this resolution to the floor and give yourself the chance to, all of us, the chance to dive into the issue in more detail. And I think that would, and so for today, I'm happy to support moving that bill forward.
Thank you, sir.
I would note that there are many things that our president, our current president, says and does that I'm not very supportive of. And so these types of things that he has worked on behalf of our country, require, I think, additional scrutiny, at least from my point of view, and that my vote today is not an endorsement necessarily of what he has put on the table. I want the time to actually examine it more carefully. But I'm
Absolutely.
Happy to support your resolution today.
Thank you, sir.
Any other questions or comments? Can I get a motion on this?
I will move the bill, but I just also wanted to comment that I'm not as familiar with all of the details that I would want to be, but I think it's an important discussion that we need to have. And while we may disagree with the president on some things, when he is doing something that is going to improve the economic climate for California, particularly with relation to agriculture, I think that we need to be part of that discussion and we need to be supportive of getting to the same end. So I thank the chair and we'll make a motion on the bill.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Before I recognize that motion, any other comments? If not, Senator Galgiani has moved this resolution, and with that, the secretary would call the roll.
Motion is to be adopted and to the Senate floor. Glaser?
Aye.
Glaser, aye. Chang?
Aye.
Chang, aye. Archuleta? Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Leyva? Pan? Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye.
Thank you.
I'm going to put that measure on call
okay.
for absent members. Thank you very
Thank you,
much.
Sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bob, do you want to vote on this or do you want to stay off? It's up to you. What do you want to think about
I
it?
I think I'll stay off.
All right, we're going to call the Senate Business Professions and Economic Committee back to order. I'm informed that our absent members are unlikely to be able to make this hearing again. It was scheduled late. Appreciate the courtesies of other members who were able to get here, but know that some weren't able to change their plan. So with that, we're going to close the roll on SJR 12. It gets out 6-0. And with that, this meeting is adjourned.